The story of Mert and Marv. There was an unexpected development in our last chapter. As you remember, Jack Arnold called Billy DeVere into Ray Hunt's office to question her about the story that appeared in The Blot, a weekly scandal sheet. Mert and Marge, who were involved in the article, were present when Jack Arnold questioned Billy, who denied that she was responsible for its publication. As a result of this meeting, Billy and Mert seem to have ended their feud. Whether or not they'll become friends remains to be seen. Perhaps we'll get some indication in just a moment when we listen to today's exciting episode in the story of Mert and Marge. We're backstage once again. The evening performance of Hayfield's Pleasures is going on, and the girls are in the dressing room making a change. As we come in, we hear Mert talking.
Girls, Mr. Hunt said the letter number was awfully ragged tonight. Now, it looks like a few rehearsals if we don't perk up. What was the matter with you, Gwen?
Oh, I just couldn't dance. I had my tap shoes on the wrong feet.
Your head is on the right neck, all right. Or is it?
I'll say. Of course it is. Isn't it?
And from the neck up, you're dead, Gwen.
You said it, Mert.
Well, of all things, Billy's agreeing with Mert for the first time since the show opened.
Well, what of it? Mert and I have buried the hatchet.
Where'd you bury it, Billy?
Give me a cigarette, Mert.
If you do much, you'll keep bumming them for years and years.
I just forgot to buy some.
Here you are, Billy.
Light? Yeah. Thanks, Mert. Oh, where's Margie?
Well, she's up on the stage talking to Sonny Darnell.
She better get down here and change for the next number.
Gwen Rogers, get out of my chair. Oh. And you're sitting on my Spanish shawl. Get off. I gotta get changed.
Did you get the birds out the fringe, Billy?
Oh, lay off, will you? You better hurry and change your costume, Margie.
Say, what does Sonny Darnell want?
Well, Myrtle, he wants a date for Saturday night after the show.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I didn't say yes, and I didn't say no.
I'm gonna keep him dangling, eh, Marge?
Oh, I wish I could dangle him, but he won't even look at me.
Well, Sonny seems to like girls young and naive.
You're just a Navy type, Beetle Brain. Young and dumb.
What did you get there, Margie?
Oh, some letters. They just came. Oh, here's one for you, Myrtle.
Oh, good.
It's from Mother. I have one from her, too. And here's one from... a man I don't know.
A mash note, Margie?
Oh, I don't know yet. Dear Miss Minter, you dance divinely. May I have the pleasure of taking you to supper in the near future? Please phone your acceptance. Your devoted admirer, Mr. W. Elson. Oh, his telephone number's at the bottom. Do you know who he is, Myrtle?
Yes, a bald-headed beagle with a yen for old wine and young girls. Scratch him off your list, Margie.
Oh, yes, Margie. He's awful fresh.
Well, look, there's his coat of arms at the top of the paper.
I could design a better one for him. A boiled ham with a Van Dyke.
Who's Van Dyke, Mert?
Well, he's a portrait painter, and they named a beard after him.
Oh.
Gee, I hate Dan with whiskers. They giggle.
Margie, your mother's letter to me is beautiful. You want to hear it?
Yes, please, read it to me.
Okay. I'm calling you Dear Myrtle, for you are dear to me. Margie has written me of how you've looked after her and how you got a position with the show. I've worried constantly about her being alone in New York, but you have relieved my mind greatly. You have a great champion in her brother, Jimmy, too. He says, Ma, Mert makes Marge step around and looks after her as if she were her own daughter. I'll try not to be jealous of you, Myrtle, but I do miss the companionship Margie and I have always had. We hope to be in a position soon so we can go and visit her in New York.
Oh, how wonderful.
We realize she can't get away to see us. Things are picking up a little in Mr. Minter's business now. Please write to me and tell me all about my baby. She never has complained and always writes so cheerfully. But I had a strange feeling that things were not just right with her a few weeks back.
Oh.
Lovingly, Margie's mother. Isn't that sweet? You're lucky to have a mother like her, Margie.
Oh, I think so, Myrtle. Oh, Myrtle, we got to get up on the stage.
Oh, yeah, it's almost time for Lena's number. Here, let me fix your Spanish
shawl, dear. Is it all right?
There.
There, it's all right now.
Okay.
Let's go. You got everything?
Yeah.
Come on, girls. The number's almost on.
Come on, girls.
Okay. Gee, I certainly appreciate that letter from your mother. And I'm so anxious to meet her, Margie. You didn't tell her anything about Jimmy or your trouble, did you?
No, I didn't want to worry her. Jimmy wanted to tell her all about it, but I begged him not to.
Have you read your letter?
Oh, just a part of it. I'll read the rest when I go downstairs. Mother said they were so surprised and happy when Jimmy walked in on them. She said Jimmy seemed so happy to be home, and with such a change has come over him, she's afraid he'll sprout wings any minute.
Oh, there's Jack Arnold talking with Ray outside Ray's office.
Oh,
there's Mr. Hayfield. He comes backstage quite often to look things over. He's a very fine man, Margie.
Well, Mr. Arnold sees us. Oh, Myrtle, I get all goosebumps whenever I see him.
Stop it.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Myrtle.
Going to give us a look-see from the wings?
I came back to talk to Ray, but I might be inveigled into watching this number. How are you today, Miss Margie?
Oh, I'm just reeking with health and happiness, Mr. Arnold.
Good.
Oh, Jack, what'd you do about that tiny Ernst on the blog?
Oh, he's denying the story in his next issue. I don't think we'll hear any more about it. Anyway, he's already been threatened by one of Houston's outside men.
Oh, tell us the rest later, Jack. It's time for the next number.
Okay, if you girls aren't doing anything after the show, we could go someplace and dance.
Oh, thanks. I'll come, Mr. Arnold.
Wait a minute there, Margie. Don't jump on the man's lap.
Hey, Myrtle, may I wear that pretty evening dress you gave me?
I suppose so. Guess we'll go with you, Jack. And Margie says we'll go formal. We'll run home and dress and meet you at my place.
Fine, fine. Okay, Myrtle.
Come on, Margie. We gotta get on stage.
Okay. Mama, yo quiero. Mama, yo quiero. Mama, yo quiero prender.
Girls, watch yourself in this number tonight. I'm sure going to call a rehearsal. Get in line, Margie.
All right.
Hey, Roger, stay over in your own place where you belong, will you?
Es lo que se debe hacer. Ya quiero ganar. Hey, pues se cala, y al fin te cala para que empieza a querer. Mamma.
Here we go, girl.
Oh, Myrtle, Mr. Arnold and Mr. Hayfield are standing in the first entrance.
Yeah, they're going to watch them out.
Got a lot of Lena tonight, Myrtle.
Yeah, she's sore again about her temple.
Yeah.
Look at her glare at Max Ward.
Oh, gosh, Myrtle, I'm so excited about going dancing tonight with Mr. Arnold.
You mustn't talk during the number, Margie.
Hey, Myrtle, something's wrong with Alina.
She's dancing down to the footlights.
Oh, this is the last time. You organ grinder. I tell you, you play too fast.
Oh, she's talking down to Max Ward.
There, she stopped dancing.
Don't you stop, girl. Keep going. What's your routine?
Oh, you pig of a director. I don't dance to that music. You play too fast. I walk off. You, my cat.
Walking off the stage, right in the middle of her dance.
It's just too bad for that gang.
Look what's happening.
Well, I'll be...
Look, girls, and Margie.
Yes.
She's thrown off her shawl. She's dancing downstage. She's picked up Elena's dance. Doing the fast finish.
Well, that ain't ever too near.
Go through with it, Margie. Go through with it. Don't quit.
Take a bow, Margie.
Oh, say, can you imagine that punk getting away with a thing like that?
Say, she's got nerve.
How's she getting here?
Oh, my goodness. What do I do now?
Take another bow, Margie.
Oh, good girl, Margie.
Ah, the audience is certainly reacting beautifully to the situation, Hayfield.
You'll have to make a little speech, Margie.
Well, I don't know what to say, Mr. Hayfield. Oh, what'll I say, Myrtle?
Anything, dear. Just anything. Oh. Go ahead.
I thank you, folks, for liking me. And I guess I just thank you.
Oh, boy.
That's what I call a trooper.
Tom is going to have fun following mine. That's a tough spot.
Oh, Margie, dear, I'm so
proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Myrtle. Did I do it all right, Mr. Arnold?
Did she do it all right, Mr. Hayfield?
Little lady, you sensed a very awkward situation and covered it beautifully. I think we'll have to reward you in some way. Hunt. Oh, Hunt. Tell Alina to come to my office right after the show.
Right, you got that Alina dame backed off the board, hasn't she, Myrtle?
Off the board? Out the door and into the alley.
Marge's quick thinking certainly saved the show. And she seems to have made a definite hit. Will this be the break every chorus girl prays for? And what will happen to Alina? She's been warned about a temperament before, and this may be the last straw. Mr. Hayfield saw the whole thing. And maybe we'll find out how the famous impresario reacted when we hear the next thrilling chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking. Thank you.